It's time once again for our Main Street Minute, which is brought to us by Main Street of Fremont and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we're joined today by Roxy Krotzel, who is with the LA Fireproof Door Company here in Fremont. Hi, Roxy. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing fine. Thanks so much for being along with us. And before we talk about everything that we're going on in this wide world of ours right now, let's talk a little bit about the LA Fireproof Door Company. How long have you had this business, and how long have you been running things downtown?
We started in July. Well, I don't know. It's been 10 years.
10 years?
It'll be 10 years.
Yeah. And
it seems like just yesterday. I don't know.
It certainly goes fast, that's for sure. Yeah. And I know that you and Steve have been running things. And just tell us a little bit about kind of your goal with the door, and kind of where it's gone, and where you want to take it from here.
Geez, Rich, that was a loaded question, I thought. You know, between Steve, Tracy, and I, you know, every year, you know, for the first 5-6 years, I think we added on and kept kind of growing and just adding as the customers kept coming. And so I feel pretty comfortable where we're at right now, you know, with Rocks and Shooters. We mainly just opened that one for catering events and having parties over in the Rock side. Shooters is open on the weekends, of course, not right now, but when things are normal, the Shooters is open on Friday and Saturday nights, and then we just rent out the Rock side. So that seems to be going well. Summer, hopefully things will be back to normal, and we'll be having parties on the patio and doing John C. Frey Mondays again this year. And so just, you know, plug it along.
Yep. We're talking with Roxy Krotzel with the LA Fireproof Door Company. And as you mentioned, you've got a couple other entities that you own as well. Talk a little bit about those and how they have grown.
You know, we purchased that building a few years ago, mainly for the bathrooms, for the using the patio. We kept, you know, needing bathrooms and of course, storage. The door doesn't have much for storage space because we've pretty much used every inch of it that we could possibly use. And so when that building came available, we purchased it, used the bathrooms, and used it for storage. And finally, I don't even know now, 3-4 years ago, we opened it up and had we have the pool hall side, and then we have the dance club side. And the dance club side really has turned into more of a private party event center. Mm-hmm. And it just is given a kind of a value to Fremont, I think, for a much needed rental space that, you know, just wasn't being provided. You know, it holds, you know, 100, 150, 200 people easily and pretty comfortable. So, you know, the other facilities that we have in Fremont are so big. And so this is more of a smaller. We've had lots of, you know, bachelorette parties, birthday parties, retirement parties. So it's worked out well.
Yeah. But 10 years ago when you kind of got into this, what were some of, what kind of sparked you to get into this type of the industry, this type of the business, and kind of grow things like it did? You went from, you know, The Door, which has been a restaurant and a bar, and, you know, Shooters, and of course The Rocks. What kind of made you come up with these ideas and expand?
You know, just really from customers, what the need that we were seeing in Fremont, what people were looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, when we first bought The Door, you know, we had that empty lot next to us that turned into the beer garden area. And we've expanded that beer garden area now 3 times since we've opened it originally, just because of the volume of customers that really enjoy it during the summertime. I think we're still the only full service patio area in Fremont. And so, you know, people just really enjoy being able to sit outside, have lunch, have some drinks, watch their favorite game. And so that is space was just very much needed, and it's utilized every day when it's nice out.
Mm-hmm. Roxy, if folks haven't been to your locations and they don't know exactly where you're located, tell them where your physical location is.
It's 325 North Main, so between 3rd and 4th and Main Street.
Very good. And talk to me about Main Street in general. Having a business like this in downtown, in Main Street, how important is that to see Main Street thrive and also be right in the middle of it?
You know, we are such strong believers of Main Street. You know, I shop. You can almost all the businesses downtown see me. I really try and focus on my business and supporting Fremont and Main Street specifically. You know, the more businesses down there, it just helps all of us. And so I always welcome any new restaurants and bars. I'm looking forward to some of the new stuff that's going to be opening, because every one of us benefits by a new business downtown. Mm-hmm. It will bring its own niche of customers, and hopefully, you know, they'll walk around and see what else is available downtown.
It's great to see all that activity when we can get back to normal. And speaking of which, when we do get back to normal and we can start having gatherings and things like that nature, in the meantime, what are your businesses doing as far as trying to help out your customers? I know that, you know, there are those directed health measures that are taking place. How it has affected you, and what have you done to kind of alter that, if you would?
You know, it's definitely been a crazy time in our lives, but we have just, you know, shortened our hours. Right now we're doing Monday through Saturday, we're open. Originally our thoughts were 11 to 8. We've been kind of playing around with the closing time, maybe closing a little later, especially on the weekend. I think there's a need there. My understanding is most of the other places are also closing at 8. And so this weekend was our first attempt at staying open until 10, and we'll try it maybe for a couple weeks on Friday and Saturday, staying a little bit later. And right now we're closed on Sundays, but we're kind of questioning maybe, you know, that's not such a good idea. So, you know, once again, if our customers are feel a need for, you know, us to have different hours, I hope that they'll let us know and pass that along. And we really are just trying to meet the customer's needs. We are doing carry out, and now we're offering delivery and free delivery on any orders over $25. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a 15-mile radius. So that covers quite a bit around us. And we have our three kids. Tracy has two boys, and our son, Blake, are doing most of our deliveries for us. So it's kind of giving them something to do, since their part-time jobs were, you know, they've been laid off from their part-time jobs. And our son, Blake, actually worked pretty full-time for us, but he was willing to give up his hours for, you know, one of the other people that were truly counting on the paycheck. So since he's still living at home with mom and dad, he didn't really have many bills. So he was... He's turned into the delivery person for us. So
you bet. If folks want to find out more about LA Fireproof Door Company or Shooters or The Rocks, do you have anything as far as social media or anything of that nature that folks can find out about?
We do. We have Facebook, of course, and then we also have our website, and it is LA Fireproof Door, and then it's co.com. Mm-hmm. And we just got our online ordering up and going, so they actually can place their order online as well, instead of trying to call in. We were having a problem with people calling and getting a busy signal, which is a good thing. But we got online ordering up and going on our website as well.
Outstanding. Roxy Crossell with us with the LA Fireproof Door Company, with Shooters and Rocks as well, in downtown Fremont between 3rd and 4th on Main Street. We appreciate your time, Roxy. Thanks so much for being on the program with us.
Thank you.
That's Roxy.
Have a great day.
You too. Roxy Crossell with us, and that is our Main Street Minute, which is brought to you by the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont.